Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Top of the morning to you and welcome in. Grant and Danny on the air on this Wednesday. February is 7 days old in 2018. You're listening to The Fan. Big win for the Caps last night. Boy, did they need those 2 points in Columbus against the Blue Jackets. Game-winning goal with 43 seconds left from Nicholas Backstrom. Beautiful pass from TJ Oshie. It's amazing that good things can happen when you just throw the puck on net, and that's what Alex Ovechkin did.
Should write that down.
They scored the game-winning goal. The Wizards got off to a terrible start. Their worst performance post-Wall injury. They fall to 5-1 without him. Their first loss came after giving up 115 to a good 76ers team. I guess good might be strong, but they are fun.
No, they're
game
good.
Over 500.
When Embiid plays, they're good. And he had the full skill set on display last night. Ben Simmons was uncheckable, as he's been.
That's he's a beast.
That's a good club. I mean, that is a good club, Philadelphia. When they're healthy, when everybody's playing, they also give the Wizards fits because they're so big. Everybody's tall and long and all that kind of stuff. Wizards just didn't have it. You didn't shoot well. They're basically a team that if they shoot 50%, they win the game. They're 16-3 when they shoot over 50%. They lost last night, got off to they kept fighting, to their credit. They kept battling, second out of a back-to-back. It's going to happen, but, you know, just everybody else is kind of getting right around them. You look at Milwaukee, Cleveland is in a schneid right now, but still, the teams are fighting it out in that 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 range.
I know if you could have it your way, and this was Burger King,
mm-hmm.
We would talk about Josh McDaniels for 4 hours today.
I am so excited to talk about
and
this.
And to that point, if we could have it my way, and I got to do it Burger King style, we could also do that for all 4 hours because it's pretty much all I care about. But would you mind if, before we got into Josh McDaniels, I told you a little story that I experienced yesterday and get your expertise as a parent and as a husband and as a man who's experienced more life than me?
I will exercise some patience here, knowing that we've got 3 hours and 57 minutes, now 56 basically, to tackle this McDaniel situation. I will put off a few minutes to hear a story from my pal Grant Paulson.
I should let people know, we're going to get into the Redskins defense. If they get healthy, are they good or do they need a lot? We'll do that at 10:30. Also, next hour, want to discuss the Wizards trade deadline options. Should they and will they make a trade? Among the items we'll be covering on the show today. I went to lunch yesterday after the show. Take a guess as to where I went.
Cava.
You're correct.
Mm-hmm. I literally guessed. I didn't know.
Do I go to Cava?
All the time is probably not frequently enough to categorize it. It's
not a bit. I would say on a Monday through Friday, 5 day a week, kind of weekday, last 15 days, I've been to Cava in Kingstown or in Bethesda, depending on
your schedule.
If I have caps or whatever. Probably 12 of the last 15 weekdays.
It's nearly a Tom Daly for you.
It is close to Tommy Daly.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into Cava yesterday, and I've never seen this before. There were 9 women.
9 times.
9 women, all of whom were fairly similar in age, I would say, between the youngest may have been 29.
Okay.
The oldest may have been 37.
Okay.
36, probably.
All right.
And they all had brand new I don't know how to do the math here, but I don't know what babies look like when they're first born.
You'd
but
say
I would
a newborn?
Say 5-week-old or less babies. Like brand new, like they just got out of the hospital 2 weeks ago babies, okay?
Like tiny babies.
The tiniest.
Okay, they're all very little. That means that's newborn.
They are newborn babies. None of these babies was more than, I would say, a couple months old, right? Like, if they were puppies, you probably wouldn't be allowed to get them yet. They still need their mom.
Right, right.
That's how young these babies were.
Yep, yep, yep.
There were 9 of these women. I don't know if I mentioned this.
9.
And they're all kind of sitting around a table at Cava. And they're either holding their babies or they had their babies in carriers. They all had, like, matching identical carriers.
That's interesting.
Sitting around them. Now, maybe it was just coincidental because there's only a couple colors of carriers, like gray or something.
Now, you weren't able to do make and model. You didn't see brands.
Like,
If it's, like, the same brand of carrier, that's when it starts to get weird.
I've never seen anything like this. So right away I walk in and it catches my attention.
You interrupted a Power Mom meeting.
It's 9 moms and they're babies, but they can't all be related. It's not like they're all best friends. There's too many people. It's a club of some type.
Yep, it's a Power Mom Association.
So I thought, wait a sec.
Conspiring.
So in my mind, as I'm getting my cop order, I keep looking over to the point where they're looking at me now, like, why does this guy keep looking over?
He's the interloper. What's he doing?
I'm fascinated by the fact that there are 9 women with brand new babies at Cava. First of all,
did you go ask questions to strangers? Did you go talk to them?
I did.
Oh my God!
Guy, you're going to love that part.
Oh no.
So let me start, though, by saying, before we get to the weird, awkward interaction that I had with these people.
I can't believe you did it.
And by the way, it is every bit as awkward as you think it's going to be. So I'm getting my food order at Cava, and I keep looking over, and I'm thinking, these babies are too young to be here. Aren't you not supposed to go out of your house when your baby's like 3 weeks old?
No, you actually should.
Seriously?
Yeah. I thought
your baby gets germs and sick and flu and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, you're going to like let them crawl on the street or like put their face in a puddle or something like that. But
you're going to just go to a restaurant?
Yeah. You outside for a little while is the thing. You got to do it. You can't just stay cooped up. Now, you're not majoring in that. That's like your one outing for the day and you go back in. But absolutely, you got to at some point introduce the baby to the environment that is the world.
Baby.
Yeah.
So here's the other thing I noticed as I keep kind of looking over. They are all dressed as if they just worked out.
Yep. It's the thing. It's the Power Mom uniform.
I think they probably, as I'm workshopping this in my head at Cava yesterday, they just went for like some kind of walk.
It's a mommy baby fitness class.
Or did something. They're all in like yoga pants isn't the right terminology.
Yeah, but it's like the workout stuff, the Lululemon kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Of course.
They're in that. They all have babies in carriers. Same kind of carrier. They're all doing the exact same thing, where at times during their meal, they're standing up with their baby and rocking it, or they're keeping it in the carrier.
Oh, yeah, of course.
None of the babies are crying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, I am completely enamored with this.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the weirdest thing, but also it's fascinating. So I get my food, I get my tea, and I purposefully go sit, like, directly next to them.
Oh, it's so creepy what you did.
Okay, now it's a whole open restaurant, right? And I basically, on my way past, I like make eye contact with one of the ladies and I say.
Was it the leader or just one of the representatives?
I couldn't tell who the leader was.
Okay.
It was just a rep probably. And I say, and this didn't come out exactly how I wanted. I said,
oh no.
So are you guys having some kind of baby convention?
Ah!
That was my first comment.
Oh God.
And the woman.
Oh, my skin's crawling.
I swear to you, Danny, she didn't make any, other than the eye contact she made with me, she showed zero emotion at all in her face. Like just a dead face. And she kind of turned back around as if to look back at the women so that she never had to engage with me again.
Uh-huh.
At which point, one of the other women noticed, oh, this guy said something. And she seemed more pleasant. And she looked over at me and she said, excuse me? I said, oh, I said you guys must be having a baby convention.
You doubled down. You doubled down on 11, baby.
Well, she laughed. She goes, ha, but said nothing after that.
Right.
And I said,
because you actually wanted answers. That was your probing introductory question.
Exactly. So then I said, I swear to you, this is a true story. I said, no, but seriously. What are you guys all doing right now?
Oh, my God.
No, but seriously, what are you guys all doing right now?
Please give me information. And they weren't about that.
Not at all. She's like, ha, ha. She just laughed and looked back at the women. So now I'm standing here. I've been shut down by 2 different ladies in this group.
Good heavens.
And all I want to know is what's going on. So then I sit down at the table basically like 4 feet away from them. Okay? And I text my fiance and I said, hey, there's 8 ladies here. All of them have newborn babies.
Mm-hmm. 9.
9, right?
Nine,
but
yeah,
the 9th was, I think, like went to the bathroom or something.
Okay.
But yes, there's 9 ladies in general. But I was like, there's 8 ladies sitting right next to me right now, all with newborn babies. I said, is there like groups I've never heard of where like women can sign up if they just have a baby to go hang out with other ladies who had a baby?
Yes.
Because that's honestly what I don't know why I cared about this. But that's what I wanted confirmed.
I'm fascinated why you're fascinated.
I don't know either.
So here's
the deal.
When
I doubled down and asked that next question, my whole thing was when I said, seriously, what's going on here? I was hoping one of the women would say to me, oh, we're in a group where we go. But then as I realized it, why would they explain that to me? Why is that my business?
It's not.
Right.
Because here's the thing. There's 2 things at work.
Do you get that it's a funny thing to see and you're interested in it?
No, because I'm so used to it. Because this is standard.
So before you say whatever you're going to say, here's my question that I still need answered.
Because you've never seen this, is my point.
I've never seen this.
This is routine.
Is there a known thing where if you have a baby,
yes,
and is the point that you can go hang out with like other people going through the same things as you?
100%.
That's actually genius.
Well,
I think that's really smart, and that's a good thing, societally speaking.
Yeah.
Because isn't postpartum depression a thing, and, like, you need people to talk to?
We will double-click on this off-air so I don't get myself in trouble with Entercom's new policies. But here's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
This is now industry standard. So I guarantee you they came from, like, a mommy baby fitness class
that
or something like that.
I didn't make that up.
No, it's 100% a thing.
So all of my intuitions were 100% correct.
Every neighborhood that's got kids and moms and whatever else, this is an industry. Because you're like, everybody realizes that you could just sit around the house and just kind of mope and be kind of sad and tired or whatever else. Or you get out and do something. You share the camaraderie. Every one of them is exhausted. Every one of them hasn't slept properly in the week since they birthed the respective children. They're just looking for an activity. They're not looking to have a reporter question the manner in which they're providing care for their children. Does that make any sense? Like,
yes.
You coming in and be like, what's the deal with this group? Why? Why are you here when I'm here? Tell me things. That's the last thing they want to deal with.
When I looked back, if you're just them living their lives, there's just a bearded guy.
Yeah, they've done some yoga and whatever. Yeah.
Coming up to you going, you're having a baby convention?
What's the deal with all these little ones?
Right. Where'd they all come from? But to me, I've never seen 9 babies like side by side in a small place.
It's a spectacle, man.
That was funny.
So what they're all doing is basically they're commiserating, they're sharing with each other, they're also making each other feel bad because, like, one of them who's like seems to have boundless energy is like, we grind our own baby formula from, like, you know, dust and hope and, right. and ideas. And each one of them is, like, one-upping each other in this, like, terrible little circle. So it's both positive where they share things, and then they also go home and feel very guilty.
Nobody else seemed to care about all these babies.
Because this is our favorite thing. You know why CK, Brendan, and me do this bit to you where we bang our rings on the table? There is a whole world that is about to open up to you that you have no idea about, and it's so exciting for us to watch you enter wide-eyed. It's exhilarating. Your wife is going to do this. She's going to be part of these kinds of groups. There are these expectations.
No, she won't be, I don't think. Her answer was like, oh, yeah, it's a thing where women get together. She did not seem interested.
We'll see what happens. Your expectations throughout this entire process have been unrealistic. I feel bad that sometimes you've been kicked in the teeth, and you're like, I'm stunned that this costs so much. Throughout, it's been a joy for us to watch, and we're excited for your big life journey, your big step that you're taking. But beyond that, this is standard.
But
there's
so
more,
you know,
of this to come.
Two of the women, both, one just looked away and didn't emote.
Wanted nothing to do
with
you.
The other went, ha! And then looked away. No one acknowledged me. No one answered my questions.
Correct.
So it tells me that what I did was probably out of school. But all I did was say, other than, is this a baby convention?
No, seriously, what is this?
What's going on here?
My favorite part is that you stopped and said, no, seriously.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they understood at that moment. I think they thought I was doing a cheap zing. I actually wanted to know what I should have said. Are my intuitions correct? Do you guys get together and work out? I could have said, hey, I'm getting married this weekend.
You should have opened with
let
that.
Let them know that so that they don't think I'm a weirdo or hitting on them or something. I don't know what they would have thought. And then I said, I'm getting married this weekend. I have no children, but I might one day. Is this like a group that women join? That also is weird.
Yeah, but it's convoluted. What you needed to do was nothing and sit by yourself.
Here's what I needed to do. Eat my damn bowl of kava.
Yeah, and come in and ask your pal the next day or ask your future wife or anybody else.
I don't know why I cared so much.
I'm telling you, this is the new frontier. Any neighborhood that's got this is what they are, the power moms. So what you have, especially where I live, in little north of Georgetown in D.C., you get these like highly educated, highly intelligent moms that like have nothing to do besides like raise the children, and they've got all this like professional energy that they're not using, and so it leads to either positive things like this or like fights with their husbands or whatever the hell else. It's a fascinating thing. This is a yes, honey, go do it. Your yoga class.
I honestly believe this is genius.
Of course,
I think this is a great thing for young moms. And again, I don't know why I care about this at all. This is not related to me. It has nothing to do with
me. It's so positive for moms.
I'm like weirdly happy to see this.
Yeah.
I don't. Why? What do I? As a dude, I don't get to just go hang out with a bunch of guys after I have a baby.
Now, here's what they'll graduate for. It'll start with that, and then as the children get older, the different activities, it'll turn into just different times where these same moms get together and drink wine.
Plinko? What's it called?
I don't know. The game where Price is Right?
No. Isn't there a game where all the women get together and play it?
I drink wine. I have no idea what you're talking about. It's basically just wine.
Okay.
And then it'll be once a week, and then all of a sudden it's 6 times a week, and then it's like soccer at 3 o'clock, and then it's the arts and crafts thing. Next thing you know, all the power moms get together, and it's constant. and they're this collective hive that just moves to different places.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's get to Josh McDaniels next.
I
had to get that out of the way because that happened. Worried. You're listening to The Fan.
Guys, Danny Roulier for my pals at Pro Flowers. I have used Pro Flowers for years, right? My wife, she likes roses like everybody else, every other wife does, right? She also likes tulips. She likes peonies. Guess what I've done? I've rotated. Used Pro Flowers, as I said, for so many years. For Valentine's Day last year, I got some tulips for her birthday. I got peonies. Point is, every time it works, every time. Pro Flowers is outstanding. You got to order now to get yours in time for Valentine's Day. They're boxed fresh. So the Pro Flowers, they thought inside the box. The flowers are boxed fresh, delivered fast, so they will last longer, at least 7 days. You choose your delivery date, probably want Valentine's Day or close to it, and it makes you look good. I'm telling you guys, they're the best. I have done this for years, and every time it has been outstanding. So my listeners, right, we get a little special thing going on. 20% off your purchase of $29 or more with your promo code. That's right, promo code Danny. So go to proflowers.com. You get 20% off that order of $29 or more. You put Danny in the special codes box at checkout. Proflowers.com, special code Danny. Win Valentine's Day, proflowers.com.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back. Thanks for making the show part of your day. Biggest story in sports this morning is that Josh McDaniels is not the coach of the Indianapolis Colts.
He's not. I thought he agreed to terms.
He had agreed to terms. Oh. They had made it official. They had announced him as their next head coach.
Oh.
And the press conference was set for today at 4 o'clock. But he's not leaving New England for Indianapolis. In fact, he has gone back on his agreement with the Colts, despite the fact that the assistants that were put in place based on his hiring and who have signed contracts and are in the building already doing work.
He hired them.
Away from their last jobs.
Uh-huh.
They will apparently stay on.
Amazing.
As coaches in the roles that they signed up and agreed to contracts for. So now the next head coach inherits a staff that they didn't pick, largely.
It's very Zorn-esque.
This is dysfunction at the highest form. And I don't know that you can blame the Colts. They went out and they tried to hire one of the most revered offensive minds in the league, who people have said for a couple years is going to be the next big thing as a head coach. He agreed, reportedly, a few weeks ago to this deal. That is why they stopped doing interviews and they waited to make it official after the Super Bowl with Josh McDaniels. And even since then, confirmed with further agreement within the last day or so that he was going to be their head coach. They spent a couple hours on the phone ironing out details on the staff and the press conference, according to the reports. And then Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, and Bill Belichick, the head coach in New England, went to McDaniels and sweetened his deal, whatever that means, gave him a raise, and begged him to stay. My guess is that they can't put this in writing, and you can't actually do it in any legal way because you'd get in trouble with the Rooney Rule. They promised him the job whenever Bill Belichick leaves. And Belichick said, why don't you just stay here and coach the Patriots when I'm gone? Mike Garofalo's done a lot of the reporting on this for NFL Network. He says that the Colts were absolutely blindsided and shocked by the decision.
I spoke to Colts sources shortly after this news broke, and I can tell you, they were extremely surprised. They have just found out about this the same way that we have found out about this. And look, this is not a case where somebody reported it and it wound up not being true. The Colts announced this earlier today. They scheduled the press conference. There had been rumblings within the last couple of days that maybe McDaniels would back out. But the Colts believed that they were going to be able to bring this thing together only to have this happen here tonight. What a turn of events.
This is a debacle, and it's a terrible look for McDaniels. Diana Rossini of ESPN last night, Danny, I don't know if you saw this. This was when I was driving home from NBC Sports Washington, so this was after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Spoke with several members of what was supposed to be McDaniels' Indy coaching staff. They have not heard from Josh McDaniels regarding the change of heart. Just as blindsided as the rest of us.
He spoke Monday, so timeline Tuesday. He declines the job around dinner time to GM Chris Ballard. Last night. Monday night, they spoke for almost 2 hours, Ballard and McDaniels, about who was going to be on his staff. This is stunning. And Indianapolis Colts, here's where you're at fault. You didn't have a signed contract. You were in a rush to announce it. You wanted to have some thunder. You wanted to have some shine on you. I get that. You put the cart before the horse a little bit. So that's the only thing I would say is make sure you get a signed contract before you start announcing things, whatever. I understand you got jilted at the altar. That's not your fault. This is on McDaniels.
But in fairness, this is how it normally happens.
Of course it does.
Teams normally get a verbal commitment and make the announcement.
And he wasn't able to sign it because he was at the Super Bowl, and you're going to fly him there, and then he can sign it, and everything's fine. But I'd probably wait for some of the announcements, but that's just them. They wanted to get some shine out there. That's the end of my criticism of the Colts. This is a punk child. This is a bro. This is a guy that has learned nothing since his disastrous coaching stint in Denver. Tell me more about how grown up Josh McDaniels is. He learned so much from that stint in Denver. He's ready to take – no, he's not ready for anything. He's ready to ride the coattails of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady some more. Good luck with that. He should never work anywhere outside of New England ever again. That's point one. Point two, one last time, reminder that the Patriots are evil and villainous. This is absolutely – one final Robert Kraft going, bleep, bleep, you, Indianapolis Colts,
because
for telling on us because of Deflategate.
You think?
Screw you guys. Absolutely, this is what this is.
I don't think this has anything to do with Deflategate. I think if Josh McDaniels was going to Detroit like Matt Patricia was, they'd do the same thing. Because I think Josh McDaniels has been the coach in waiting there for a few years. Remember the history with Bill Belichick, having just watched the two Bills.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick left Bill Parcells' staff with the Giants, only to find out a couple of months later that Bill Parcells was stepping down.
With heart stuff.
And was furious about it, because Belichick could have stayed in New York where they just won a Super Bowl and coached a really good Giants team. Instead, he went to the Browns where he was destined to be mediocre at best. And so I think, in his mind, he's going, Josh, I might be done after a year. You really want to go start over in Indianapolis? When this could be your job after next season, if we win another Super Bowl and I walk into the sunset or Tom Brady walks into the sunset, to me, it doesn't have a lot to do with Deflategate in Indianapolis. I understand your point. I think a lot of people are making that point. I'm with you, though, on McDaniels. I don't know how this guy could ever get another head coaching job.
What a punk.
The way that the Denver gig ended, now this is not how you act. You're morally bankrupt when you back out after a couple weeks of an agreement. When you screw over assistants who have uprooted their families, who have changed their lives, who have gone from one organization to another, and you don't even call them? If that's true, he should be ashamed of himself. Now, is he a great offensive coordinator? Unequivocally.
Sure is.
He's tremendous. I put him on the Mount Rushmore of designing offense right now with Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, and Sean Payton. Josh McDaniels is right there in that top four. But that's what he should be doing until the end of time in New England. Or when Belichick leaves, if you want to be the evil guy that runs the evil empire, great. But his likability scale is at zero for me right now.
Love to see him without Tom Brady. Love to see him without Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. I'd love to see what would happen if he has to coach, I don't know, name that quarterback
scoring
that they draft.
Offense was 17th and I think 32nd in a couple years without those guys. Here's the question we should pose on the phones. You and I can weigh in on this. We'll take calls as well. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067 is how you can hit us up on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener line.
Slimy.
What do you think happened behind the scenes in New England? What was said to him? What was promised? What made him change his opinion? That is the question. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Bill Belichick-esque right here when he resigned as the head coach of the Jets shortly after stepping into that role. So we are seeing some drama play out here right now. The immediate question that I had from a number of people was, is Bill Belichick retiring? No. We've gotten no indication that that's going to be the case. The expectation, Belichick is going to be back in New England with McDaniels as his offensive coordinator. Now, is this going to be a head coach in waiting type deal? You can read between the lines here and say that maybe McDaniels has been given an indication that that will be the case.
Mike Garafolo, NFL Network, why would he stay if he wasn't promised the job? That's what I'd ask you. You can answer at 800-636-1067. When we're done talking McDaniels this morning, we'll get to the Wizards and whether or not they'll make a trade deadline move. Trade deadline is tomorrow. A lot of rumors about Marcin Gortat, DeAndre Jordan, flying all over the place. Wizards are one of the more intriguing teams in the NBA.
I'm telling you.
At the deadline.
The NBA world is watching the Wizards. There's an article every other day on The Ringer about them. There's a column about how they're stuck. It's a fascinating case for how the league's played out since that big salary cap spike that now is only going up incrementally from a couple years ago. Everybody's focused on the Wizards.
They are on deck at some point here when we're done with McDaniels. But back to the coach of the Colts for about an hour. Headed back to New England as the OC. Everything you said about him, I think, is fair and on the table. The track record's not great. He is not a guy who, when his name comes up around the league, I don't think there's going to be a lot of respect for as a dude. People love him as a football person.
Sure, you can separate the two.
Sean McVay would want to sit down with him at the combine and just talk ball. There's no doubt in my mind about that, as should any offensive coach in this league. Pat Shurmur just got the job with the Giants. You should text that guy and say, you got a half hour to talk about football at the combine in Indianapolis. And that's something that should be done. Here's what I think happened. He takes the job. Kraft and Belichick get together, and Bill Belichick has to give him a hard answer on how long he's going to be coaching. As of right now, he thinks. Don't pull a Bill Parcells on me when you just are kind of emotional based on the moment or based on how you're feeling that day, and you just up and decide things on a whim. What are you thinking right now is your timeline here in New England? And he says, I could see next year being the last year, probably got one or two left in me. And Kraft says, okay, we cannot let Patricia and McDaniels get out of this building. Mm. One of those two guys is the guy we've been grooming. McDaniels has been the plan, kind of written in pencil, ever since he got back here after leaving for Denver the first time when he got a job before he was really ready for it. So they get with him and they give him a boatload more money. They give him all the perks he could ever want that they can throw into his contract. His family gets to stay put, and they verbally commit to him because they can't put it in writing because of the Rooney Rule, among other things. Mm. But they tell him, when Belichick steps aside, you take over the best, most successful run organization in all of sports. Why leave for Indianapolis when you look out at your kingdom? This could all be yours. And he says, okay, I'll stay here. Now, at that time, you've got to screw a lot of people. You've got to make the toughest decision in your life, and you got to look like the biggest jerk on the planet. And today, he does. But I guess somehow he can find a way to sleep at night.
I got a lower threshold. I think that makes the most sense. I think it's this. You sure you want to go there? Look what we do here. You sure you want to go over there? Not even about what we're promising you here. We could make some promises, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I don't even think they probably even had to go that far. They said, you don't know if you're going to have Andrew Luck. That shoulder ain't right. Their owner is a crazy person. This is me going inside Kraft and Belichick's meeting that we know happened on Tuesday, by the way. Jim Irsay's a lunatic. He's a lunatic. He's out of his mind. He's unstable. Their organization is in shambles.
Yes, but why wouldn't you have said this all along? See, teams are involved with these guys. His confidants in the building, Belichick, his mentor, Robert Kraft, the entire interview process. He had multiple interviews that went on for a couple weeks. They would have said all that in advance.
They
then.
Did. They went one last time full court press. We know this. I read the Peter King story in Sports and MMQB. But they went to him as he was cleaning out his office and pleaded with him one more time. And that pleading session finally changed his mind.
I agree with all that. I guess the difference is you don't think that they promised him the job when Belichick steps down.
Whether or not that was the focus of it, I think it was more, dude, Indianapolis is a disaster. I think it was more them S-talking the Colts. This is the organization that wronged us with Deflategate. I firmly believe this was one last New England Patriots big middle finger to the Colts for what they, quote-unquote, did to them.
To me, this is a guy who's been dating a chick for a while, and he knows, she knows they're never actually going to get married. And so she's like, look, I got this other guy who really loves me, and I'm just going to go try with him. And then he says, you know what? We'll get married in 6 months, I promise. And he goes, okay, fine. I like you better, so I'll just take your word for it. I think that's what happened here. 800-636-1067. Other thing I would ask, is there anything like this in coaching history in terms of chaoticness at the professional sports level? The only thing that I can remember is Bill Belichick being named the coach of the Jets.
Yeah, that's the only comp.
And backing out to go sign with New England a couple days later in the first couple days of January 2000. Let's go to Ned in D.C. What's up, Ned?
What's up, guys? Here's what I think, and I think the fire may be being extinguished a little bit in Belichick, and I wouldn't have said this until all this sort of happened, and that's that I think Brady is going to last longer in New England than Belichick. I think Belichick is getting very close to the end. He's older. I never would have thought that originally, but I think it still burns bright in Brady, and I think it may be Belichick's older. How much more can he accomplish? How much more can he cement his legacy? He's been going so hard for so long. Remember what he said last year after they won the Super Bowl? He said, yeah, but we're behind in our preparations for next season.
He Belichicked that right
up.
Yeah.
That was funny. How old do you think Belichick is? I just looked it up.
67?
65.
65?
He's not that old.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying he's a kid. But by coaching standards, we've seen guys on the sideline in their 70s. In 65, my dad's in his mid-60s. If you still love doing something, you could absolutely continue to coach for another few seasons. I think he's got two left in him, and I think if they won the Super Bowl next year, I could see him walking away.
Riding away, yeah.
So I would actually bet on Brady outlasting him as of right now as well. I think Brady would prefer to stay for another five. I don't know that Belichick would. And don't forget all the reports that came out via ESPN.com about how upset he was this year about some of the things that they did. Let's go to DJ in D.C. What's up?
DJ, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm Grant, Danny. Man, Danny, you stole a little bit of what I was going to say, though. I mean, it's good, though. I think he got the wink and the nod from the Patriots, man, to go ahead and go forward with them. Because Belichick, the issue with Belichick and the owner is a real issue. The second thing is, I think he got some intel on Luck's shoulder that said, you know what? No, this is not as good as I think it is. I'm going to have to start over scratch from filling the blank quarterback because Luck is not good.
That's what I believe. I firmly believe that. I think they combined to say, you don't know if Andrew Luck's ever playing again. They were duplicitous about it. Irsay in a meeting with season ticket holders and an advertising said, Luck Schroeder's going to be fine. We can't wait to start. And they sold their fans a bill of goods on it. He never played it down. They pointed to that and said, that is a disaster waiting to happen. This is your second Denver. You really want to get fired from another job because the organization's in chaos? You'll never work again. You can work here.
I dismiss that outright because I think well before you accept the job to coach for the Colts, you know exactly what's going on with Andrew Luck. You cannot take that job without that being the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth question you ask. It's the only thing that matters, particularly as an offensive mind.
Oh, yeah?
It is the only thing that you need to know when you're accepting a job with the Colts. More than dealing with their maniacal owner at times in Irsay, more than anything else going on in that front office, is Andrew Luck going to be able to be Andrew Luck again? That would have come up in the first minute of the first interview of 10 hours of talking with this guy over the last couple of months. 800-636-1067 is the number. Josh McDaniels was supposed to have been the coach of the Colts. The press conference was supposed to be today. They made the announcement. Can you imagine? Let's get into this. What if this was the Redskins?
Can you imagine this?
If they announced McDaniels as their head coach yesterday, we had a press conference we were going to air at 4 o'clock on the Fan, and then we found out last night he backed out. Oh, would that be a show? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Guys, really excited about this. Linebacks.com. Linebacks.com. That's the website for my friends at Chapel Hill Farm in Northern Virginia. They are changing the way we eat meat. Nowadays, kind of throughout, the cows are sort of mass bred. They eat corn, the high fat content, and everything else. You know, Grant and I have lost a bunch of weight over the last couple of years. We're trying to eat healthier. Nothing is healthier than this meat. Grass-fed, free-range, humane treatment, all pasture, all the time. Total traceability, no harmful antibiotics, no steroids, no added growth hormones. What I want you to do is go to linebacks.com, check out their story, and order the best beef you'll ever have. Use my promo code Danny and get free shipping. That's linebacks.com, promo code Danny at checkout. Get yourself some free shipping. Give it a try. You'll never go back.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. If you're Josh McDaniels, did you get any sleep last night? I mean, does it matter how many families are affected by the decision that you made?
He probably did because he's a rat.
again, the assistants that were hired for his staff, there were a couple guys already in place in the building had signed contracts. The Colts came out and said those guys are going to be kept in their roles. And now if you're the Indianapolis, what do you do? Who do they hire? The only thing I can think, this is what I would do, and I don't know if this is something they'll consider. The guy with the Eagles who's their quarterback's coach that everyone really likes is named
DeFilippo?
John DeFilippo.
Yeah.
He could, he's only 39, Youngstown, Ohio native. He could take over as kind of a McDaniels light and basically run the offense. Maybe he cares a little bit less about who he brings over as his defensive coordinator and his linebackers coach and some of that stuff. I think now you've obviously got to go with an offensive-minded coach. You cannot hire anyone who's defense first because that person would have their own staff to bring in.
Uh-huh.
Or they would have their own plans and designs, and you just have these assistants that you now have to dictate to coach your defense. So it's got to be somebody like either Philadelphia's OC Frank Reich or John DeFilippo, their quarterback's coach.
It's got to be someone that's been passed over by everybody else.
It's got to be someone who didn't get hired with any of the seven opportunities that were out there.
Yeah, everybody else has done this a month ago, and you waited for the Super Bowl guys. You waited for the guys that were still working, the guys from Philadelphia, the guys from New England, the guys from Jacksonville. You waited to get one of these prize pigs.
Are you happier today being a Browns fan or a Colts fan? Let's not say today, because today is waited, obviously. But in general, is it better right about now to be a Browns fan or a Colts fan?
I have been screaming about this all season long. Right now, the Colts are as dysfunctional as anybody else. If you look at some of their stories throughout the course of the year, there was a guy that goes, I'm healthy. And they're going, you're not healthy. I'm healthy. You're not healthy. They put him on injured reserve and he wasn't healthy. And there's a grievance being filed. They can't get out of their own way. Their owner is a disaster.
I think it's all Ursay related.
It's 100%.
Their front office was completely inept. They had a GM and a coach, apparently, that didn't like each other. They blew out their coach this year. They were abysmal. They have completely become a bottom feeder.
Now, they were a better team this year, obviously, than Cleveland. I mean, they had some talent.
They
some
won
ability.
A game. That helps.
Right. But that organization is a zoo.
Let's go to Josh in Alexandria. What do you make of this Josh McDaniels decision?
Why'd you do that, Josh?
Well, yeah. Way to sully my good name,
seriously,
Josh McDaniels. I mean, I'm furious at the guy, and I'm nowhere close to being a Colts fan. I mean, being a man, your word is supposed to mean something, and I guess he didn't get that memo. But I think it's definitely closer to what Grant was saying. He was promised the keys to the car, and he's just going to enjoy the ride in the next year or two. But what I think would be awesome is if the Patriots pulled the page out of his book and went behind his back and gave it to anybody else, because that would be poetic justice, and
they love
I would
that
just love
guy
that.
There. I mean, he fits what they do well. Like, he is, they're evil, and he's now thought of as evil, supposedly. Let me ask you this real quick, Josh. Would you ever consider hiring him? Like, let's say a couple years from now you're an owner, you have an opening, McDaniels 2 years removed, Belichick decides he's going to stay, interviews with you. Or would this prohibit him from ever leading your team?
He wouldn't be anywhere near my team, because my team are men, and they're gonna stick to what they say and the good word. He's nowhere near my team.
Appreciate you, buddy. I don't know how you can introduce this guy as a head coach ever again if you're not the Patriots.
I mean, you've got to be – NFL teams should be above this. Colleges, I understand. If you're some podunk school in the middle of nowhere, yeah, you get into bed with Bobby Petrino for a couple years. You know what you're getting. You know the guy's going to stab you in the back the instant he gets a better deal. He's going to better deal you and leave you at the lurch. But maybe you get a couple years of 8 wins in a bowl game. Let me throw this out there real quick. From Adam Schefter. Today's the 7th. Yesterday's the 6th. This all happened yesterday. I'm just throwing this out there. For what it's worth, on Sunday, ESPN's Mort Report reported there are still doctors who have concerns about Andrew Luck's shoulder and whether he could wind up needing additional surgery. I don't know if that's how new that development is. I don't know
that's
if it's...
That's been said all offseason, though.
I had heard that it was more promising. Maybe that was out there. I guess what I'm saying is maybe there was new information that finally got to McDaniels, like, hey, this
That's
is more
possible.
Doubt than we think.
Look, if they came to him and said, by the way, Josh, now that we've agreed to this deal,
hey,
just so you know, Luck's going and getting another opinion. There's a small chance he's going to have a surgery, but everything's going to be fine.
But everything's fine.
That would be something that I think McDaniels' agent would have already leaked 10 hours ago, because it would certainly make him look better. That's not something you just hold on to. That word would get out there through a media person that he trusts. I asked if there's another situation like this in terms of a chaotic coaching hire or backfiring hiring. Bill on Twitter says Billy Donovan had a press conference with the Magic and then returned to Florida. You remember that?
Yes. That happened.
That's insane.
I mean, there have been a number of those. Now, when it's different levels, I mean, Duke and Mike Krzyzewski, he was the coach of the Lakers. He was all but boarding the flight, and then he read some, like, got some voicemail from some, like, rich Duke kid. It was like, please don't go, Coach K. I miss you. If you leave, I love Duke. Whatever. Then he stayed, which is one of the terrible
stories.
You think
that's how it worked out?
That's what happened. There was one of those stories about it.
It was a voicemail from a rich kid at
Duke? I'm not kidding you. That's what happened.
Well, Krzyzewski
got
stupid.
It, and it was played for, like, his wife got it, and like, Mike, you can't go. You got to stay at Duke. And he was, like, moved, and he stayed at Duke.
That sounds really dumb.
It's 100% dumb. Should have gone and coached the Lakers.
Matt Stafford, what's up?
Matty.
Hey, I'm a big fan. Hey, is the name of the game where it's like in the basement at night with wine, is that Bunko?
It is Bunko. I've got a bunch of people that tweeted me. I said Planko. I don't know what Planko is, but yes, it's Bunko.
I think that an element of what's happening has a lot to do with the Super Bowl, and that coaching staff has a bad taste in their mouth. I think they all thought they were going to win and then go their separate ways, even Belichick, and the plan didn't go the way they thought it would.
Entirely possible, man.
Didn't Nick Saban quit like halfway through the year or something? Or
yeah, he quit on the Dolphins. I mean, you got Bobby Petrino leaving the locker room with the Falcons, and basically just he's the most famous version I think recently I can remember. But yes, Nick Saban did quit on Miami.
Yeah, I do not have an offer to coach Alabama. How many times do I have to say it? Nick Saban, head coach Alabama.
Right. We believe you, Nick. We believe you.
Maddie, oh, I'm sure.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Oh, boy,
as always. Wizards, trade deadline, intrigue. What are they going to do? What should they do? We'll discuss it next as we kick off the 11 o'clock hour on Grant and Danny here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.